This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Wednesday released a video. It said showed Israeli forces operating in Khan Yunis City in Gaza. Israeli forces were operating in the heart of the southern Gaza's largest city for the first time, its military said in a statement on Wednesday evening, adding soldiers had begun targeted raids in central Khan Yunis, which the statement identified as a symbol of Hamas's military and administrative rule. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Synagogues, mosques, and other faith-based organizations in the U.S. are confronting a spike in hate crimes in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden explains.
The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a new guide to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other groups improve the physical security for their congregations and facilities. Security officials say the U.S. remains mired in a heightened threat environment, with the biggest danger coming from individuals or small groups using current events to act out on their grievances. The FBI says the number of hate crime cases alone has jumped by about 60% over the past 2 months, with the majority of attacks targeting the Jewish community. But that warning lights are everywhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Legislation that would provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans pressed their demands for tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The vote was along party lines, with every Senate Republican voting no, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who generally votes with Democrats but had expressed concerns about funding Israel's what he called current inhumanitarian.